T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pleased to be joined by the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Alex, let's get right to it. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but earlier in the week, you said last year was great, but we've got something even better in store for this year. What the hell do you have coming up this year?
I don't know. I think people might say that, well, they're just talking and just be confident, whatever. But I do feel offensively we're going to be better. And we had the best offense in baseball last year. But Jackie, Rafi, a healthy Dustin Pedroia is gonna help us out. And last year it was amazing. We did a lot of great things. Not only at the plate, but running the bases, putting the ball in play with two strikes, making scoring position. And I do feel offensively we're going to be more consistent, which is hard
That's
to say.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Jackie, the way he ended up the season, the second half, forget the playoffs, but you know, he has his swing path. He's been working hard this offseason. He's been in California twice, and he's in a good place. Devers, he finished the season strong in the postseason. So I do believe offensively we're going to be that much better.
See, I know you're a confident guy.
Yeah.
So it's easy for you to sit there and say, hey, I expect to win it again.
Yeah.
And I look at year one, and I'm just curious. Like right here, to go back a year ago, you mapped out what you wanted to do with the pitchers, what you wanted to do with the position players, how you wanted to maybe use the pitchers, maybe in a bullpen, the playoffs, who knows. Did anything go wrong? Did anything not go as planned in your eyes last year? I mean, you won the whole thing.
Honestly, Luke,
seemed like everything went right.
I tried. You know, the last 3 weeks, I've been watching games, and you know, from day one in Tampa all the way to October 28th. And honestly, no, we were that good. And you know, throughout the season, you wonder because they were locked in from day one in spring training all the way till the end. And as you know, 162 games. It's hard to be locked in mentally, and sometimes I wonder when we're gonna deviate from what we're doing, or we're gonna take a day off. And they didn't. They didn't. I still remember towards the end of the season, we were playing our biggest rivals, and one of the coaches came up to me. He's like, "You guys get it?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "The way you guys play the game. It's amazing. You guys don't give at bats away, regardless of the score, 10-0, down 10-0, or up 10-0. You guys keep playing, and as a manager, when the opposition comes up to you and tells you that, I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. And I mean, we didn't took a day off. We didn't took a day off. A lot of people thought that after game 3 in the World Series, that was it. And I watched the game and I listened to the games now. I'm like, wow, you know, the people had the wrong thoughts about the team after that game, because we never thought that the series was going to be over. We always thought that, you know, we had the pitching to survive game 4 or to win game 4. It was just a matter of show up and play the game we've been playing the whole season.
Well, the point is that it doesn't always work out like that. You know, are you ready for, because you're here now, are you ready for Alex Cora has lost his touch?
Yeah.
He's no longer pushing the right buttons.
You'll hear that 2-6 on this radio station from right there.
No, it's funny because the other day, I got, you know, we still got our place here, you know, year-round, but obviously we spend December in Puerto Rico.
Smart
you know.
Man. Believe me, I know.
So I DVR everything that had to do with Red Sox. I DVR'd it. So I got home and sat down the other day, boom. Then I'm flipping channels. And on Nesson, you know, like, is Cora going to have a sophomore slump? I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on here? I don't throw a ball. I don't hit it. I never hit. But I don't go to the batter's box. I do feel that we're going to be in a good spot.
Well, is there any concern out of guys – you know, we see it happen in all sports.
where guys sort of take that second year off, where they dial things back a little bit. Is there concern with that after winning a championship?
No, not really. If you look at our roster, if we're going to look for motivation, and I'm not the GM, but there's certain guys that, you know, they're going to become free agents. And what happens in their last year, you know, they step it up because they see the whole picture. And, you know, hopefully they can be with us the rest of their career. But let's be honest, you see what's going on right now. You know, you're going to have choices. And that's gonna push them to be good. Another thing, when Mookie got the MVP award, you know, when he won it, you go back to that show and I still remember he's like, well, you know, we had a great season. I had a great season, but we do feel that we can be better. And when I heard it, I was like, we're good. We're gonna be fine.
So you make the move because I'd say the last 3 years when Mookie kind of blew up 2-3 years ago, it was this guy shouldn't be hitting leadoff. He should be hitting third. You want to hit with guys in scoring position. You come in, you hit him leadoff for good reasons. You had a plan. And now you're going to hit him second for the reasons why everybody kept saying that he should be hitting third, more RBI opportunities. Yeah. Small tweak, just felt like it was needed, or is this something that you think Benintendi can benefit from leading off?
Well, Benny's going to benefit. When Mookie was hurt, he carried us offensively. Benny did. Mm-hmm. He was leading off. I think his on-base percentage was almost 500. It was like 20, 25 games. As you know, towards the end of the season, Mookie went back to be very passive at the plate, taking a lot of pitches.
In between.
So, in between, kind of like, you know, we never talk about it, but that's who he is. He's great with two strikes. He's great late in the count. But he's going to get more opportunities with men with men on. Benny is going to, you know, be aggressive. We talked about it yesterday, you know, in that game in Seattle. If Petey's healthy, he's leading off that game. I said that last year. If Petey's healthy, if he's ready to go, he's going to lead up that game for one game.
Okay.
But when Benny's leading off, if let's say Petey, for some reason, he's not healthy, I already told him, I say, first pitch in Seattle, be ready. And he's like, oh, yeah, just like Mookie last year. I'm like, yeah, but you got to hit it out of the ballpark.
Not to the wall. Not to the wall.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dustin Pedroia, have you talked to him this offseason? Where's he at?
No, we stay in touch. And as you know, we have a great relationship. He's one of my best friends. And 2 or 3 days ago, I say, you know what? Let's avoid the media. Let's avoid the talk shows or the podcast. Nothing against Rob, but, yeah, let's avoid that. Just show up. In February.
That's a great idea to have throughout the whole season. Avoid Rob.
Yeah. But just show up in spring training and shock the world. And as you know, last year was a special season. You know, we did what we did. Petey was outstanding in the clubhouse, in the dugout. But, inside, he missed playing. And we miss him. So, you know, I can't wait to see him in spring training. No expectations. That's the most important thing. At your own pace. When you're ready, you're ready. But we do feel that there's a chance that Dustin will be leading off in Seattle when in opening day.
So we asked Dave Dombrowski, his favorite word is bullpen. You know, I'm sure because we've been talking about it some more. Last year, I think everybody hopefully realized you can't do what you did in playoffs all year long. So Joe Kelly is gone. Craig Kimbrell, we'll see. But if he is gone, you know, the thoughts of Barnes and Brazier in that back end, but are fine, but then who replaces those big innings? And as a manager in the American League, that's earring game management, the bullpen.
Yeah.
So are you confident if those guys in the back end, you got somebody that can fulfill what they did?
Yeah, we have guys that they have to step up. You know, Workman and Hembry. Hembry did an outstanding job. He didn't finish strong, but then he threw the ball well in the World Series. So there's a few things that we do as an organization, you know, modifying the way they throw the ball, where they go in certain spots, pitch mix. So those two guys, they have to step up. The other one that nobody's talking about that I'm like, hey, Steven Wright. You know, going into October, everybody was like, he's huge for this team. So Steven healthy, he's going to be a weapon. We can use him in different spots. I'm not saying he'll be the closer or whatever, but he can get outs in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning.
Rover.
Yeah, well, yeah, we should go. Yeah, we'll make something up as far as like what we're going to call them, but I think stuff-wise, Hembry, 95, 96 with a good slider. Workman with the breaking ball. Bobby Pointer, fastball up and the changeup. Brazier in the zone. There's a lot of swing and misses within the strike zone. So I know people get caught up in the whole bullpen thing. You know, they see the moves that the Yankees did, which, I mean, they have an outstanding bullpen.
They always have.
They did last year.
Last 4 years.
Let's say well, Robertson goes to the Phillies. They got Ottavino. So, you know, they're still really good. But we're going to be in a good place. We've been talking to these guys the whole offseason. We're going to modify a few things. I think going into spring training for me is a lot easier this year to slow everything down. Last year, it was like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, and all of a sudden it's opening day. This year, we have a plan in place, and we're going to be okay.
Would you feel okay with a closer who doesn't have a lot of experience as a closer?
I mean, the way I see it, all the closers, at one point, they had no experience. You know, Craig Kimbrell, he had no experience with the Braves, and all of a sudden he's one of the best closers in the league. I saw it in Houston, you know, Kenny Giles, you know, he was a little bit, but then all of a sudden, boom, he's a closer. So we can get people out. That's the way I see it. And Barnsley, Brazier, whoever pitches that ninth inning, as of now, we do feel that with our game plan, with their stuff, we're going to be able to close games and win it.
So February 15th, Boston Red Sox plan on visiting the White House.
Yeah.
You've talked about it before, so you're going to represent your organization, your country, the right way. It's some way you're going to be, everyone will be proud of you. Since Washington Post, I believe, came out with a story that President Trump is talking about taking relief funds that were meant for Puerto Rico, your hometown.
Puerto Rico, Texas, California.
Yes, yep. And use them maybe for the wall down in Mexico, maybe pulling funds for your country. I ask you, has anything changed? Does that change the way you feel and maybe wanting to go and visit the White House?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it, and not only with the organization, but within the family. And I think at the end, that's the most important thing. You know, what Edie Scott and my mom feels about this, what Angelica, you know, my fiance thinks about that. So we'll see. You know, it's not an easy decision because of what's going on the last few weeks back home. But at the same time, I'm a big believer that, hey, man, you know, like, are we going to walk away from all the tough situations that you can confront? And why walk away? Maybe showing up and be there. I don't know if I'm going to have a platform.
Can you have a discussion with President Trump?
Do you imagine? Do you imagine that?
Over like Wendy's or
be like
McDonald's? You got some food there for you?
In and out?
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
arroz con mariscos?
It's a tough topic. You know, we know that. And it's not something that is easy. But whatever decision I make, you know, I know people are going to respect it. I'm not a guy that walks away from a lot of stuff. As you guys know, and I don't use it too much, you know, I'm the first minority manager in Boston. And for how great this city is, you know, there's part of history. You know, there's positives and negatives. And we didn't win it. We prevailed. I mean, I think we killed it last year. Yeah, you know, yeah. So we'll see. Whatever we decide, I know people are going to respect.
You're a good motivator. You're good with people. Does part of you say, I could convince Trump. I could talk to him. I could talk some sense into him.
I don't know.
Good luck.
I don't know. It just, if he guarantees that those $600 million from whatever it is, We're gonna have it at home. I'll be the first one in line.
Talk about the 400. Talk about the 400.
You imagine. Yeah. So we'll see.
Alex, thanks so much for coming by.
No, thank you. Thank you. Have fun. Yeah. Have fun, everybody. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.